This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, yo? Let me ask you a question. Have you seen Donald Trump go full in your face on somebody and lose? I haven't seen it. Donald Trump has done this, what I'm about to talk to you about, he's done this on immigration, he's done it on trade, he's done it on foreign policy, Iran, whatever. When this guy gets you in your sights, you're in big trouble. Trump knows something, folks. And I'm talking about Robert Mueller. I've been talking about this. I've written now 3 articles. And the first one was when Trump first called out Mueller. I don't even remember what it was on, but it was something along the lines of, he's crooked. There's something going on here. He's colluding. And, I mean, leading up to what I'm about to talk to you about, he was essentially was tangential. He was just saying things like, well, it could be, I don't know. You know, it looks like Mueller, why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? Now it's full frontal. He's not addressing it. He needs to be, you know, something needs to be done. Why is he not interviewing these people? We'll get to it more in just a bit. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What does Donald Trump know that he's not revealing? Remember the old Kenny Rogers song, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them? But there's also things that remind me of, you know, knowing when, you know, what's the saying about the attorneys? Don't ask a question unless you know the answer. Trump's digging in his heels, boy. We've been wondering, what is the Mueller information that he's going to report? Said he was going to release it after the midterms. Nothing. They said he's got a list of indictments. Let me tell you who should be in the Mueller indictments. That's Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Jim Comey, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, many people associated with the Clinton Foundation, Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch. Though, why have we not heard what's going on with these folks? Oh, Kevin, they're not directly tied to the Russians. Sure they are. Sure they are. I don't know specifically how. Let me put it to you this way. If you can tie Carter Page and Papadopoulos, who's going to serve, what, 14 days in jail? Mike Flynn, what's his big punishment? Oh, he might have mentioned something in a phone call about whatever and didn't actually report it to the Attorney General. Yeah, these are heinous criminals, boy. Get them off the streets. Save your women's and children's, because Mike Flynn's loose or Papadopoulos is loose. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We got a ton to talk about, but this situation with Mueller has me curious. Curious. I want to know what's in this report. How long does this man need? How long has he been working on this report? Huh? What? A year? Two years? At least 2 years. And the thing that's come out of it, we're what, about 20 million in? We got all kinds of FBI. You couldn't ask for a better hit team to get Donald Trump pre-president and Donald Trump post-president than the team Mueller assembled. It is made up of people who hate Donald Trump, who love the deep state, who are part of the deep state. They are swamp rats with Esquire after their name. And not a single thing has come out that ties Donald Trump to this. We are dealing with minutia. Paul Manafort on charges that he supposedly did when he didn't even know who Donald Trump was. And the people that, I mean, 14, he's got indictments on 14 Russians. Well, congratulations to him. None of them are going to go to jail. The dude that Robert Mueller can point at the most, you know what he's got? He got like a $50. It was a misdemeanor. He might as well have been nude in traffic for what he got. 14 days in jail and like a $10 fine or something crazy. Unbelievable. And Donald Trump, man, he's saying, I'm going after this dude. Twice, I'm telling you, his tweet the other day is one that got me. Because it was like, Robert Mueller doesn't want to tell you what his conflicts of interest are, and he hasn't interviewed anybody on my staff. He hasn't interviewed anybody that is directly tied to Clinton. He's talking about, and then he says, and what about the Podestas? Here's what he said just recently, though. He says, the fake news media bills Bob Mueller as a saint. It builds him up as a saint, when in actuality, he is the exact opposite. He's doing tremendous damage to our criminal justice system, where he is only looking at our side, not the other. Heroes will come out of this, and it won't be Mueller and his, and then it stopped there. Yeah. So I think he was going to say it won't be Mueller and his staff or people like that. Sorry, we didn't get the whole thing. Thanks, guys. I'm just telling you, Trump is on a rampage. And when he does this, nothing good comes out for the other person. If Trump, like when he was talking about Sessions, Jeff Sessions is gone. Go back and look at his tweets. You don't have to believe me. Go look at his tweets and tell me when you see Donald Trump finally get fed up and he says, this needs to change. And let me give you an example of one where he dabbled and he left it alone. He says, we may have to send federal troops to Chicago to stop the violence against blacks. But he didn't do it. But he raised awareness of the problem. And people, you know, what are you going to argue with? He's exactly right. So he was raising the awareness about Mueller when they would say, fire him, fire him, fire him. He was raising the awareness. And now I wrote a piece that said Donald Trump has Mueller in his sights and he knows the timing is good for it for whatever reason. I don't know what he knows. I'm not telling you I know. I'm just telling you I know when the guy has finally said enough is enough. And he's, you know, in his own political calculus, not polling, just him saying enough is enough. I don't care about the consequences. And this is leadership. It says, look, I'm willing to tolerate this. I'll give you as much leash as you want. He let Mueller pick a team that is not loaded with Hillary Clinton supporting Democrats, people that have donated to her campaign, people that we've now proven hated him, did not want him to be president. And Donald Trump says, let him go. Because he figured Mueller would, if he's the man they said he was, he'd do the right thing. He would say, okay, we're gonna have to cook some sacrificial cows. But Mueller's not an honorable guy. It's a lie. And Trump said it. Build him up as a saint. He's gonna say it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Starting about Trump and his tweets and targeting people. Do you remember when he targeted Kim Jong-un? Yeah. Went after him. He said, called him, what do you call him? Fat boy? Something like that. Fat boy. He called him something. What did he say? You know, we're talking about the buttons. I got a bigger button and all this. It was a tweet, right? But Donald Trump said enough is enough. Kim Jong-un kept blowing up, you know, missile sites, you know, detonating nuclear bombs against the treaty. Trump had enough. Started a Twitter war. And what's the outcome? The media won't even tell you. The South Korean president, President Moon, flew to North Korea this last week. So they could continue talking about nuclear denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The media didn't even cover it. They don't want to cover it. But here's my point to this. Donald Trump went after North Korea on the issue of denuclearization, etc. And where are we? We're talking to them. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, that's not exactly a win. Okay, well, but it's more than what we've ever had. Donald Trump went after Iran. I'm talking viciously. about what, 3 months ago? He said, come November the 4th or the 5th, one of those days, we're now going to be, it's now against the rules. We sanction their oil, cause their currency to drop, all kinds of stuff. Iran is in turmoil right now. Who do you think is going to win that?
Kevin, it's not a win just yet, brother.
I get it. You could say everything that Trump has done is not a win. It's not a win on Obamacare and getting rid of that. It's not a win on the border. Donald Trump tweeted to the people trying to cross this border, coming to America. He said, you're not coming into this in the United States. You can get as close as you want. You are not getting on our soil. I don't care if it's 10 million of you. I'll deploy the military, which he did. He said, I'll beef up Border Patrol. He did. I'll deploy the military. He did. I'll put up razor wire. He did. I'll authorize shoot to kill. And as far as I know, they can. If they are attacked, they can attack back. He gave them rules of engagement. He says you can attack. Then he said to Mexico, keep them over there or it's going to ruin our trade deal. That happened. Dude's a genius. So he's tweeting about this situation involving Mueller, and he's firmly got Mueller in the microscope, as he should. Agitated with Mueller. When Mueller does his final report, Trump is inquiring, is he going to cover all these conflicts of interest of Mueller himself? Would he be recommending action on all the crimes from the other side? Trump asked about Podesta. Will he be putting in statements from hundreds of people closely involved with my campaign who never met, saw, or spoke to a Russian during this period? So many campaign workers, people inside from beginning, asked me why they have not been called. They want to be. There was no collusion and Mueller knows it. Now, he's been saying that for a while. That's what he had been tweeting originally. There's no collusion. There's no collusion. There's no collusion. Why is Mueller? When are you going to get to this thing? When is it going to end? There's no collusion. He's going, this thing should have been over. It's been investigated, investigated, investigated. Millions of dollars over nothing. Will he be covering all of his conflicts of interest? This is what he covered the day before he tweeted that Mueller is not going to be a hero in this. He's going to be a goat. I don't know, and I want to know what Trump knows. But I'll tell you this, he's making good points. Where are these indictments? Not a mention of an indictment against anybody on the left. I saw Roger Stone tweeting out, I could be indicted by Mueller. I saw Jerome Corsi, who used to work for WND. He tweeted out, I did not accept the plea deal with Mueller, and he set up a GoFundMe account. Saw Manafort. What did Manafort do? They said he broke his plea deal. How? Dude's been in solitary confinement. Who's he been talking to? The Russians? They got a way to get to him in his cell? Well, yeah. Honest Bob Mueller, biggest crook on the planet. Part of the Uranium One deal. I was with Louis Gohmert recently. He's a representative, and he said he believes Mueller, never-ending investigation into this alleged collusion from Trump and the Russians is a cover for the Uranium One sale that Hillary Clinton made. Made out like a bandit, $145 million. As reported by The Hill, Gohmert said that Mueller is using his wide-ranging probe to cover up his own role in the Uranium One scandal, which occurred in part when he was FBI director. I think Mueller should be fired, Gohmert, Texas Republican, said during the monthly conversation with conservatives. He should never have been appointed, should never have accepted, he should be fired. And apparently the House Intelligence Committee is set to release a report saying it could not find any evidence of collusion. Surprise, surprise! It's what Donald Trump's been saying. You believe it because you know if Donald Trump had colluded by this time, I don't care what kind of guy he is. If he colluded, he would have gone, he'd tell you. Yeah, they asked me to do blankety blank. I did it. Didn't think it was that big of a deal. There's no connection. But don't think that the Democrats are going to stop based on that. Anyway, the article continues. Any thing beyond Russian collusion are things that could be investigated, should be investigated by the current DOJ, the current FBI, and not a special counsel that is covering his own rear and his own problems that he created in allowing U.S. uranium to be sold. That's what Gohmert said about Mueller. They say, some say anyway, rumors that he just wants to be on the big screen. Mueller wants to keep himself, you know, prominent. I say that, this is what I said before, I said it's prominence it's helping Mueller because they make him sound like he's the, you know, the most fair guy in D.C. I mean, what a bar to jump over. He's the most fair swamp rat. The most honest swamp rat. They say that this is why the New York Times sits on these big stories and pretend that they're breaking news. And they even speculate there's a deal with Showtime in the works. Wouldn't that be something? The thrill of the Trump-hating world. Fiction. That's what this is. It is all a fiction. Conflicts of interest are so blatant, you wonder why Mueller hasn't recused himself. And you go, it makes me go back to what Jeff Sessions did. It just really infuriates me. And he recused himself essentially forever. So he could be an ineffective Secretary of State. I mean, not Secretary of State, I mean Attorney General. There's more than one reason for Mueller to hide the truth. Cover his butt. Cover the FBI's butt. Cover the NSA's butt, the FISA courts, Barack Obama, the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons. There's tons. But Trump's got something. I don't know what it is. Everybody keeps tweeting and asking, Kevin, what do you think? I don't know. But he's got something. Because this is gonna be a big story in the next few days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with senators today to discuss reports that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince is connected to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, Pompeo was asked by reporters again if there's any connection.
There is no direct reporting connecting to Crown Prince
to the order to murder Jim Altucher. That's all I can say.
House Republicans remain in the majority for the rest of the congressional year. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says they do have a few bills that need to get passed, and funding for the southern border wall is also something that needs to be done.
We've seen what is happening along the southern border. We know we need security down there. I think this is a place that the election is over. I hope the Democrats could find a way now to put politics aside, to actually put people before politics.
The president is hoping for $5 billion for border security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The pressure is on Robert Mueller. It looks like we're going to dedicate this hour to this discussion, but it's true. And I think it's right that Trump has finally done this. I love that he's targeting this guy. It's making the liberals mad. The Democrats are now going to have to rally around this guy. I think this is a setup. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You got a theory on this? I say watch what happens over the next few days. The next week. Let's be on the safe side. The pressure is on. The heat is on. The heat is on. Robert Mueller. On Robert Mueller. Woo-hoo. Heat it. On. This is an article from earlier in the year, and it says, unlike the president, Robert Mueller hasn't uttered one word in public about his Russia investigation in the year since he was appointed special counsel. And that is rattling just about everyone involved. What's he up to? When will he bring an end to the probe? He doesn't have to say, and he's not. Well, he did utter a word not long ago, and it was, I'm not going to release it before the midterms. I'm going to release it after the midterms. And then he didn't do it. This one says this. A year into the investigation, the stern-looking prosecutor is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. In that time, the breadth and stealth of investigations surrounding President Donald Trump have unsettled the White House and its chief occupant, and has spread to Capitol Hill, K Street, foreign governments, and as late as last week, corporate boardrooms. Now, I'm going to stop there. This is the biggest crock. If you think Donald Trump is scared of Mueller, you're out of your mind. When Donald Trump turned over his answers to Mueller, that was the beginning of the end. I mean, the beginning of the end for Mueller came a long time ago, but I'm saying in terms of really wrapping this thing up and making it official, Trump has said, enough is enough. You got your answers. Now I want to see a freaking report. And they say, Capitol Hill, get this, the White House and chiefs, the chief occupant, Trump's not afraid, but Capitol Hill, K Street, foreign governments, and corporate boardrooms are very afraid. And you want to know why? Because of Hillary Clinton and that nefarious Clinton Foundation. This one said, with lawmakers eyeing midterm elections and Trump publicly mulling whether he will sit for an interview with Mueller, Republican calls are growing for special counsel to end his investigation. Now, he didn't do it. But so let's just play devil's advocate or just make it a thought exercise. I don't want to play devil's advocate. Let's just do this. What do you think would be the reason Robert Mueller would hold this information back? Do you think it was because it would be too harsh for Donald Trump before the midterms? Is that a possibility? Yes. Is it a probability? Heck to the no. Do you think it might be that his information was going to make the Democrats and put them in trouble? Possibly, but low probability. Because Robert Mueller wants to see the Democrats succeed. Keep in mind, folks, he's got to cover his own butt in this. So the third option, and there may be more, you can certainly let me know, 844-551-8255, is Robert Mueller trying to figure out how to soft shoe this in such a way that's palatable. Sort of like what James Comey did. It's a possibility. Not wanting to blame too many people, trying to spread some of the blame around. So that it looks like he was fair in his assessment, but then somehow let everybody off on the left and get a few more people on the right. Because he's got people walking away. I predict that Mike Flynn gets his house back over this and more. General Mike Flynn, one of the first casualties of this thing. Donald Trump's not going to let up. He will not let up. He will be relentless. Tweets will continue to fly, and the more he does it, the more people are going to ask the tough questions of Mueller. Because here's my question, which is along Trump's. Why have you not interviewed everybody in the food chain so you could have a real assessment? And what will Mueller omit that Trump asked them to investigate? Will we see a special counsel? Now, I talked to people about this. Told you, it's unfortunately unlikely that we will because of Whitaker. Whitaker doesn't want to, he sees Rosenstein as a good guy, and he's trusting that Rosenstein and Mueller are going to get this thing done. I don't know what school he went to make him come to that conclusion, but it's sad if he believes that. But I don't think that's going to stop it. Too many people can be, there's so many people that can be hurt by this. I worry for Donald Trump. Again, I go back to Capitol Hill, K Street, that's the lobbyists, foreign governments and corporations are all intertwined here. We're talking about a Watergate on nuclear steroids, okay? Let's see. No evidence of collusion. If that's what it comes back with, what does that do? I want to play out these scenarios. What if it comes back? No evidence. What if Mueller decides he's going to continue with these low-level operatives and he goes after, what's his name? Not Corsi's already said he's not accepting a plea deal. And Roger Stone. Roger Stone is so insignificant in the political cycle. I remember when Dana Lash was spending a lot of time with Roger Stone on her radio show out of St. Louis. It was a Roger Stone, Roger Stone, Roger Stone. He was on every week. And I just remember looking at this guy going, he looks like Pee-wee Herman's dad. And I'm not trying to be funny, but and he was so irrelevant. He was, a Nixon-era relic, a throwback? But there, Roger Stone. I hear people talk about this guy as if he were a Svengali. Politically, he's a nobody. But he's on Mueller's radar. Why? Because he learned something through WikiLeaks. Roger Stone is no more intrinsically tied to WikiLeaks and the Russians than the bottle of, I was going to say vodka, but okay, then a Kettle One vodka. How about that? Because that's French, isn't it? This guy can add nothing to this equation. And the same with Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi's a journalist. I know Jerome. He's an old fart that used to write for, and by the way, people call it conspiracy theorists, but he's a guy that writes all the time for, these strange stories, like an Alex Jones type thing. But he knows his stuff. He's an insider to some degree. But why would you go after him? There's nothing to go after. Even if you indicted Jerome, he probably he doesn't have that long. Jerome's an old dude. But I'm saying he's so irrelevant. He didn't work on the Trump campaign. He knows nothing. It's like one of these torturous spy thrillers where they're going to torture you, and the person literally is like, you know, he runs the carnival machine, you know, for the tilt-a-wheel. And we will torture you until you tell us about the Russians. But I don't know anything. I swear. I just came here and I ordered a black Russian at a restaurant. Next thing I know, y'all threw a hood over my head and I was in a band. You know, he knows nothing. But this is what he's hanging his hat on? Wow. In this other article, they said, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who has steadfastly supported the special counsel, seemed to change his tone a bit. I don't think he should. I think he should be free to do his job, but I would like to see it get wrapped up, of course. I mean, we want to see this thing come to a conclusion, but I've always said he should be free to finish the job. Yeah. What's the statute of limitations for this kind of a thing? Election's over. President is operational. There's been nothing. I mean, at some point, you make it cold case, right? I don't know when it is, but you make it cold case. Because this one, it's not just a cold case, it's a non-existent case. Russian interference. And, oh, man, I just want to see this over. And the reason why I want to see it over is because I know the outcome. I know that the Democrats are in huge trouble. As my buddy Travis Tritt would sing, he's in I spell TROUBLE. They're in trouble. Gingrich had an article, five scandals in one. He says it's almost impossible to understand this Russia mess because it's just been so, you know, concocted. But he says there's five parallels that often interlock scandal going on in concert. He says the Clintons have been breaking the law and getting away with it since Hillary Clinton made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures, 78 to 79. For 40 years, the Clintons have acted as though there were no laws that applied to them. Yeah. He says they have surrounded themselves with lawyers and simply muscled their way through every scandal. The scale of Clinton illegal activity is so large and so widespread, no one has been able to fully describe it, although Peter Schweitzer made a pretty good start with his book, Clinton Cash. And what Gingrich is alluding to is they are intrinsically linked to this, and Mueller's a part of it. Come back with
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
News breaking tonight in the Russia investigation. Special counsel Robert Mueller now accusing former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort of breaching the plea deal that he made. Mueller's team says that after pleading guilty and signing that agreement, Manafort committed federal crimes by lying to the FBI and the special counsel's office, which, quote, constitutes a breach of that agreement. The Manafort side says they want to go forward with sentencing, so we will see where that goes.
Intimidation. That's what Mueller is all about. They want to get you in there, tell you you could go to prison for life and all these different things. They want intimidation. And Jerome Corsi says, I'm not taking your plea. Manafort supposedly broke the plea. I don't know how. He's in solitary. But okay, whatever. And Papadopoulos is in jail for 12 or 14 days. He got his wrist slapped. Mike Flynn has seen the inside of no jail cell, and I think he's going to get out of this, and there's going to be some prices to pay for many people when it's all said and done. Anyway, I was talking about this, Newt Gingrich saying this Mueller thing is five scandals in one. And he says, that's why it's difficult to understand. And here's what he wrote that I found interesting. He says, I realize that the scandal is so big, so complex, involves so many people with power, that codifying it really required me to draw from my experience writing novels. There's so many egos, so much manipulative behavior, dishonesty about dishonesty, and that is very difficult to explain in a straightforward history. Could be more easily explained as a narrative of ambition, illegality, and criminal plotting. Finally, it hit me that the real problem is that there are five parallel and often interlocked scandals going on in concert. And the first one, talked about last segment, he says the Clintons are awash in scandals. From the time Hillary invested $1,000 and made it into $100,000 in the futures market for cattle, 40 years, the Clintons have been above the law. They've muscled their way through every scandal is what he called it. And he says it's tough to even know everything that they've done. The best book about it is Clinton Cash. And I have that book. And it is so true. Schweitzer just goes through and says, look, I can't tell you definitively that they did this, but here's a dot to connect. And by the time you're through connecting dots, you have all the makings of criminal conspiracies and you can tell who the people are. It's like one of those photos that just keeps getting a little bit more refined, and you're like, uh-oh, I think I can see it. Yep, I can see him. Yep, bing, it's Bill and Hillary. Gingrich goes on to say, too, the extraordinary deep state defense of Hillary Clinton, combined with the systematic avoidance of exposing and dealing with her illegal behaviors while protecting her staff members when they support and participate in the illegality, is beyond anything we've seen in American history. The reason for this deep state resistance is simple. Transparency is going to get a lot of people in trouble, and it goes to the very top. I've been saying this for, I don't know how long, but a long time. People, Kevin, you just don't like Obama. What's it going to do with Obama? This has to do with Obama. Folks, the text from Peter Strzok that said the president wants to be kept aware, not of the investigation in and of itself, of where this thing is going to fall. He wanted to know because he's the guy driving it. He's a project manager for this. Anyway, staff members protected. Systematic avoidance of exposing and dealing with her illegal behavior. That is, when Comey gave that speech, holy cow. I know you were there. I was like cheering. Yeah, man. It's about, what? What did you just say? She's not going to get prosecuted. But see, here's an interesting thing about that concept. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation can't raise any money. You want to know why? They have no power, no clout. No power, no clout, no money. One-tenth what they used to raise. How many people are going to feel like they can get away with no longer treating the Clintons as if they're royalty? Then what happens? Number three, the calculated effort to undermine and discredit then-candidate, now-President Donald Trump, is actually a continuation of the deep anti-Republican bias in the Justice Department. This Justice Department is typically well-cataloged in Sidney Powell's stunning book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Hold on to your knickers, folks. Let me give you some idea about how infused with anti-Trump people this thing is. If you have any illusions about the Justice Department's objectivity, keep in mind that employees of this department gave 97% of their 2016 campaign contributions to Hillary Clinton. While the department was supposedly investigating her for illegally using a private email server to send and receive classified information as Secretary of State. With each passing week, we learn more about the extraordinary abuses of power designed to undermine President Trump. He said, and also punish his supporters. A direct contrast to the treatment of Clinton and her staff. Boy, is that true. The aggressive abuse of power has led both Alan Dershowitz and former Clinton advisor Mark Penn to warn that limitless police power is a danger to us all. This is why you're going to watch the Democrats get their butts kicked in 2020. Trump's going to bring people out of the woodwork, and we're going to be working on the cheaters. Remember, Trump tweets on these cheaters, but he hasn't gone at them just yet. Wait until he starts going directly at them, as he has Robert Mueller, which I talked about earlier in the broadcast. Here's number four. The scandal of the deep state resistance to accountability and transparency has also been astounding. As a career deep state member, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has consistently resisted inquiries by Congress. Documents requested by the Senate Judiciary Committee were heavily redacted for supposed national security reasons, which turned out to have nothing to do with national security, including the fact that the FBI spent $70,000 on a conference table. Meanwhile, more than a million documents were withheld from the House Judiciary Committee for so long that the committee had to issue a subpoena. The reason for this deep state resistance is simple. Transparency will get a lot of people in trouble, and it goes to the very top. When Lisa Page wrote Peter Strzok in September 2016, POTUS wants to know everything. There's a good reason to believe Obama was the one she was referring to as everything. If Obama wanted to know, or as POTUS, if he wanted to know everything, given the way his White House worked, it's very likely his senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, knew everything. The more we learn, the bigger the scandal web grows. They're not getting out of this, folks. I know Carl. Carl's listening to the program going, Kevin, you don't know nothing, man. I'm telling you, they're not getting out. Here's number five. Panic is breaking out among senior people who engaged in illegal activities because they thought President Hillary Clinton would protect them. Suddenly, they find themselves in danger. Criminal charges. This is why people like former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, former CIA Director, John Brennan, grow increasingly hysterical in their TV appearances. I did my best to succinctly capture this moment in American history in Trump's America. But each of these five scandals is worthy of its own detailed book. Taken together, they are a mound of illegalities, abuses, dishonesty, and manipulation on a scale that has never before occurred in America. I suspect when all these documents are unraveled, a political and cultural reckoning in Washington will follow. I agree with Newt Gingrich wholeheartedly. And I don't know how much of it he covered with Mueller's own problems in this investigation, but as I alluded earlier, I think the president knows something. I mean, he should, right? He's being briefed on a lot of different things, but I think he's got a lot that he wants to discuss with this. And I think there's a lot he's not telling us, and maybe he's letting Mueller set his own trap. Maybe he's letting the Democrats set a trap because they've doted on this man. Ask yourself this question. What if it turns out Mueller really is a deep state swamp rat, which he is, but I'm talking about we get bona fide evidence that he's a deep state swamp rat. What does that do to the Democrats? What does it do if he's that and Donald Trump has been beating on this man over and over? He's a liar. He's not looking at this investigation. This is a ruse and on, excuse me. What does it do to his credibility if it turns out, and it will, that he's right about Mueller? I've always asked people this question. What do you ask yourself what happens if you're wrong before you take such a hard stand?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.